Parshas Vayikra, Chamishi, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Alef. Vayidver Hashem Moshe Lemor, Hashem says to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, the Abera B'nai Yisrael speak to the Jewish people, Lemor saying the following, Nefesh Asol Kiseh Chatah B'Shogeg, that sins inadvertently, unintentionally, Mikol Metzos Hashem, from any of the commandments of Hashem, Asher Lo Yaseh, say Asena, that it should not be done, Asam Yachas Mena, and he does one of these violations. Rashi says, Mikol Metzos Hashem, Pesh Rabbi Sina, what is this referring to? The only time a person brings the chatas is if it's intentionally done, it's a negative commandment, and there will be a punishment of karis. And if it's unintentional, then he's going to bring a carbon chatas. From part of one of them, not even a full act of the violation, kagon hakosi b'shabbos shin mishimon, he writes the two letters shin and mem, from the name Shimon or Noach, mi Nahor, Bidon, mi Daniel, he has two letters of a bigger name, which is part of the full name, but that's still considered a violation. Pasuk Gimel. Im ha-Kohen himashach yechatel la'ashmas ha'am. And if the anointed Kohen will sin to the guilt of the people, v'ikriv es chatasah, and he will offer his korban chatas, asher chata, which he has sinned for, the following. Parbe l'akar tovim la'ashem l'chatas. He brings a bull, a young male of cattle, unblemished to Hashem as a korban chatas. Rashi says, im kohen himashach himashiach, Yechatol la'ashmas ha'am. Midrash of the Chazal explained the following. Ein chayav ela behalam dover. He's only going to be chayav karmar chatas as if he has an obscuring of the halacha. Im shigas maisa, with the lack of intention of the act being done. Kimo shenemar la'ashmas ha'am, for the guilt of the people. V'nalam ha'dover mime ene ha'kol v'asu. As we find by the people who do something, they didn't realize it was wrong. And the simple understanding, according to this medrash, is meaning because the halacha fits in this drasha fits into the way of reading the pesukim. Because you gadol chote, when the kohen gadol sins, ashmas amuzet, it's the guilt of the people because it causes the people to be sinful. Shein tulim, because they're dependent on him, lachaper alam, to atone for them, lospal ba'adam, to pray for their behalf, v'nasem mekulkol, and became defiled by his sin, and therefore there's a problem on the Jewish people as well. Par Yachol Zakinim, I thought even a younger male, in Ben, if a Ben, a young one, Yachol Kofin, I thought even a small cat. Tamalomar, Par has to be a bull. He says that Par Ben Shosh has to be a 3-year-old cat. Pasuk Dal, Vehvi Asa Par, Pasuk Al Moy, you should bring this bull to the opening of the Old Moy, Lefin Hashem, before Hashem, Asamach, Sedo Al Rosh Har, and you should do Smicha, lean your head, your hands on the head of the bull. Shach Asach Par, Lefin Hashem, and you should slaughter the bull before Hashem. Pasuk Dal, Pasuk Hey. The Kohen who was anointed should take the blood of the bull and bring it to the Olmoid. She says, "La Mishkan to the Mishkan, or in the Heichal in the Beis Hamikdash." Meaning, he brings the actual chatas to the actual structure of the Beis Hamikdash, not just to the chatzer. That's basically what she's saying. The Kohen should dip his finger, but dam in the blood. He should sprinkle the blood 7 times before Hashem, al pnei haparoch hasakodesh, by the curtain of the holy. Rashi says, al pnei haparoch hasakodesh, kenegin makom kedushasa, opposite the place of its holiness, b'chuvin kenegin v'esabadim, opposite the point of the poles of the arm. V'lohi nogim domen v'parochas, but the blood didn't touch the parochas, v'im nagu nagu, but if they touched, they touched, but they really should not... They really should not be touching the parochas. They should just be opposite the parochas. Pasuk Zayin. So not Kohen min adam al kernos mizbeach. The Kohen should take from the blood and put on the horns of the mizbeach of ketoras asamin with Hashem. Asher ba'ol moed. That's in the old moed. If it is called adam hapar and all the rest of the blood, yishpoch al yisod mizbeach olah asher pesach ol moed. You should pour on the base of the mizbeach olah. That is by the entrance of the old moed. Rashi says kol adam means sheer adam, the remaining of the blood, not all the blood, because all the blood, some of it was already sprinkled. Pasuk Ches. All of the fat of the bull, the bull that was offered for chatas should be removed. You should remove the fat. All the fat that's covering the innards, and all the fat that is upon the innards. Rashi says, it should have said, it's fat. My tamalomar par, why does it say of the bull? Rabbas, I mean, it seems like it's implying another type of par. Rabbas parsha makipurim, lekoyos achalovim lioseres, include the bull, the offering of kippur, that has the halachos of the kidneys, the fats, and the diaphragm are also removed. Hachatas, Lavi Syria, Vodazara, to include the goat offered for Vodazara, the Kaleos Chalavim Liosaris for the kidneys, fats, and diaphragm as well. Yerami Menomir on the Chuber. It should be removed from what that is attached from, the whole. Shalya Yenach Ten, it shouldn't cut up into pieces. Kodem Asaras Chalav before it is removing, you remove its fat. So that's what Menomir means from the entire thing before it's chopped up. Pasuk test the ace, the Shdeach Kaleos, and the two kidneys, the Sachil Vashalem, and the fat is on them. Asher Aksalim that are on the flanks, Asaras Al Kabeid. And the diaphragm that's on the liver, that's all kliyos to surrender that are on the kidneys, you should remove. Pasuk kashay yirom yishar zevach hashlamim, just like you remove them from the karmi shlamim, fiktira makolin al mizbeach halal, and the kolin should cause them to go up in smoke on the mizbeach that was for Oma. Rashi says kashay yirim yirom ba'osan emurim, like the specific parts of mufarashim yishar zevach hashlamim that was explained by the karmi shlamim. So what did the Torah tell us by the Shalom Shal Pirishkan, which is not explicit here, even though we mentioned a lot of different parts here as well? Elakish l'shalom, but it's to compare it to a shalom. Mashalom and l'shman, avselishman, just like a shalom has to be performed for the sake of the carbon shalom with its intent for that purpose. So the carbon chatas too has been brought for its sake. Mashalom shalom la'olam, avsel shalom la'olam. So just like the shalom causes peace to the world, this carbon too causes peace to the world as well. With Shchitas Kachim and in the parak of Shchitas Kachim, which is the Maseches Zvachim, Matzricha, the Gemara needs this comparison between the parts of the Korban of the Kohen Gadol and the parts of the Shlamim. Lomar Hamen to tell us Shein Lamedim Lomar Min Alamah the Kachim, to tell us that we don't make a derivation from another derivation by Kachim. The parak is a Mekabel from the fact that the Torah has to explicate the source of different pieces of things that are offered by the Har Halam Davar of the Kohen Gadol, and not derive it from the Shlamim. It teaches us that, as Rashi mentioned earlier, that we would derive from this parasha of Har Halam Davar what is brought on the Syria Abu Zar. And from the fact that the Torah explicates what we learn from the Har Halam Davar and not derive it directly from the Shlamim, tells us that we can't make a two degree derivation. By Kachim, we can only do a 1 degree derivation. That's why we talked about Parham Davar explicitly in the Torah. Figure out if S or Hapar, S called Besarav, S or Shav, S Karav, Kribo, Krashav. But the hide of the bull, and its flesh, and its head, its feet, and its innards, and its waist. Rashi says, Al Kavet, Al Kaleos, Al Roshav, Al Karav, going back in the previous passage, Kul Nashim Tusapasi, and these, all the times it says the word Al means in addition to Kumam Levad, like besides. And Pasuk Yibes continues, Votzi, that's Kol HaPar, El Mechutz L'Mizbeach, Machana, you should bring the entire animal out of the camp, El Mechum Tar, to a holy place, El Shefech, Hadeshem, to the place where the ashes are poured, Esar Fasson Al Yitzim Be'esh, you should burn it on the wood in the fire, El Shefech, Hadeshem Yitzirei, from the place where the ashes are poured, it should be burned. Rashi says, El Mechum Tahar, V'yishyesh Mechutz L'Yir, since they're after the city, Mechum Mechum L'Tumah, it's a place where the could be Tumah, V'hashel Chavonim Menugam, to throw away the stones that were hit with tzaras, or with a cross, or for a cemetery. So that's why we're telling us that outside of the camp, outside the city has to be specifically in a place where it's tar, because it's more likely that there'll be tuma there. Outside the three camps, it's outside the city of Yerushalayim, Kumash Pirish Rabbeinu, as Chazal say in Yom HaSanhedrin, that has to be outside of the city of Yerushalayim, or all the three camps of in the Midbar. Al Shevach Hadashim, Makom Sheshochem Bo Hadashim, the place where they pour the ashes, Hamsulak Min HaMizbeach, which are removed from the Mizbeach. Kimo Shenema, as it says, Vahot Sheshedashim on the Chutz Machana, you should take the ashes out of the camp. Al Shevach Hadashim and Yisarif, She'en Tamalomer, because it doesn't have to say where it is, because we already discussed where it's going to be. Elo Lamed Shafilu In Shamdashim, even if there isn't actually any burnt ashes there anymore, it's a place where you would put the ashes there. And that's where you would burn the animal. Pasuk Yod Gimel. The aim kol adas Yisrael yishku v'netlam hadavr min ekal. If the entire assembly of Yisrael makes a mistake in a matter that has been obscured from the eyes of the congregation, v'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, they do one of the averus, one of the commandments of Hashem, asher lo se'asenu, which should not be done v'ashem, and they became guilty. Rashi says, adas Yisrael, elu Sanhedrin, which specifically means the sin, the error of the Sanhedrin in the rulings. V'netlam hadavr, tell them they made a mistake, v'horus, by ruling, by permitting one of the things which are also kares, which they made permitted. Hakol v'asu, sh'asu tzibra alpiyim, what the tzibra did, styling the Sanhedrin. Pasuk gedal, v'no da'ah hadavar achatas asher chatu alav, and they became notified about the sin that they did, the Kirvah HaKol and the congregation, they should bring a parda bakar, a bull from cattle, lachatas for a sin offering, the view of Sulfan and Olmay, and they should bring before the Olmay Pasuknes. Well, some Kuzuknea Eda Asidem Rosh HaKar, Lefin Hashem, and the elders of the congregation should lean their hands on the head of this bull before Hashem, the Peshachas HaPar, Lefin Hashem, and he should slaughter the par before Hashem. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Maybe a Kohen on a Sheikh may have a par, and the Kohen who's anointed should take the blood and bring it to the Olmo. Pasuk Zayin. The Tavah HaKohen, it's called Adam, the Kohen should trip his hands in the blood. Visa Shavah Pamil Lefin Hashem, he should sprinkle seven times before Hashem. East Pnei HaParochas towards the Kurdit. Rashi says, East Pnei HaParochas, Lamal Omer, Es Pnei HaParochas HaKodesh. Now, here it emphasizes, doesn't have the word Kodesh. Mashal Lamal Shisarcha Olav Medina. The Mashal is like a king who has his country rebel against him. Im Yuta Sarchu, if the minority rebelled, Palmal Shalom's campus, his administration still exists. Im Kulm Sarchu, but if everyone is rebelled, in Palmal Shalom's campus, his administration doesn't exist. So, Afkan Kishachata Koin Mashiach, there's still a status of Kedusha in the Makom HaVeis HaMikdash to call it a Prochas HaKodesh. When everyone sins, Chas V'Shalom, the Stach HaShchina, Chas V'Shalom, for heaven forbid, the holiness will actually depart and lose its status of Kodesh. Pasuk Ches. And Adam Yitain Al Karnos Mizbeach, and from the blood you should take and put it on the corners of the horns of the Mizbeach, Asher Lefnei Hashem, which is before Hashem, Asher Al-Moid, which is in the Al-Moid, and the blood you should pour on the base of the Mizbech Olah, that is by the opening of the Olmoid. Rashi says, Yisom Mizbech Olah, Asher Pesach Olah, Zei Yisom Arabi, that's the western base, Shukinag the Pesach, which is opposite the entrance. Pasuk Yates, Eis Kol Chabol Yarim, and all of its fats. You should separate and raise from it, Behiktir, and you should burn it on Mizbech, on Mizbech. Rashi says, Eis Kol Chabol Yarim, Alpi Shal Pirish Khan, Yifseres Hashek Kalios, even though we don't emphasize what he's burning, like the diaphragm and the two kidneys, we derive them from the next verse. We see you do the same thing as the number four, but why weren't they explained? It's to tell us the from the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel's Bryce says mashal nafshas za'am as alvo. This can be compared to a person who a king who's incensed by his loving friend. The king was brief in his discussion of his friend's dishonor because he loved his friend, so he didn't want to discuss all the details because he loved him so much. Pasuk Chaf. And she do to the bull as he has done to the sin offering. King Yeselo, so shall he do it. And thus shall the Kohen provide them atonement, and it shall be forgiven to them. Rashi says, "Vasol apar ze this bull, kasher asol apar chatas." As you done to the sin offering bull, commotion the first from parakolim Mashiach, as we have by the bull of the atoned anointed Kohen. Lav yoseres shei kolos include the diaphragm and trukinis should pirsham, which have been explicit there, mashal pirsham, which aren't explicit here. The look of mitzvahs avodos, and this verse is meant to repeat the commandment of these this sacrificial procedures. Lalamed shemchisa achas bekal matanos psula possible, because if you forget one of the applications of blood on the Mizbech of the Parochas, you have left it invalid. That's the repetition. Because I would have thought, you have by the outside of Mizbech that one application is sufficient. So the Torah tells us here, even one application that's missing is ma'akev, it prevents the atonement from happening. You should bring the power outside of the camp. You should burn it, as you burn the parachatas, as you burn the parachatas, chatas akalhu, it's the sin offering of the congregation. When a ruler sins, and he does one of these sins, of the commandments of Hashem, as God is, I show you like which he should not do, bishkaga, Hashem, inadvertently, he'll be guilty. It's praiseworthy. Ashrei Hador, praiseworthy as a generation. Shinasi Shalom, no sin leave the Havi Kapara al Shriyos, the ruler sets his heart to bring an atonement for his unintentional sins. Kavachomer Shemishar al Zadonos, of all the more so if he regrets his intentional sins, how worthy is the generation. Pasuk of Gimel. Oh, da ilav chataso. Or if the sin offering, the sin that has been committed became known to him. Asher chatabo, which he has sinned. Devias Kavanos, Sirizim Sachar Tamim, and should bring his offering, which is a goat, male goat, unblemished. Rashi says, "Oh Hoda, kimo im Hodag Hadavar. If the sin has been known, Harbi O Yesh Mefarshim Lashem. The word O here means if, not a word. The im bimakom O, the word im also can mean the word O, b'chein O noda kishor nagahu, meaning if it was known that it was the Yishor HaMu'ad. Hodai love, kishachata, when he sinned, he thought it was permissible. Achim mikan oda lo sha'asim haya, then he realized it was also later on. Pasuch of Da'a, v'samach yada rosh asir, he should lean his hands on the head of the goat, shachar son, he shachted it. The makom asher yishchatz Allah, b'fin Hashem, where he shachs the Ola before Hashem, chatas hu, it's a chatas. Rashi says, the makom asher yishchatz Allah, b'tzafung b'shu m'forish ba'olah, as we find by the Ola explicitly, it says that through the north, chatas hu, the shmo kasher for its sake is kasher, shalosh shmo pasul, if it's not for its sake, it is invalid. Pasuk chafei, v'lakach ha'kri midam ha'parah, that's ba'ov na'sam ha'karos from his be'ach Allah, and the kohen should take the blood of the chatas and his fingers and place it on the horns of the Mizbech Allah, that's the Moyish Shvach that you saw Mizbech Allah, and the rest of the blood you should pour on Mizbech Allah. Rashi says again, Dam, as the Dama means Shirai Dam, the remaining of the blood. Pasuk Chavav, Ve'is Kol Chabo, and Ve'es Kol Chabo, and all of its fats, Yekter Mizbech, you should burn Mizbech, Kichel Vazevach HaShalomim, like we have by the carbon Shalomim, Chip Allah, a Kohen, Mechat HaSov, Nisachol, and the Kohen shall provide him atonement for his sin, and he shall be forgiven. Rashi says, Kichel Vazevach HaShalomim, for also Nimurim, like those specific parts, and for Hashem, Be'ez Hamor Eitel Shalomim, as we find by the goat mentioned by the peace offering by the Shalomim, so do it by this carbon as well.